Thank you very much for your attendance. I just want to say before we proceed that I'm actually delighted and that all political parties represented in this committee deployed their senior members who are competent to take decisions and who are not from time to time running to their principals, because that would have disadvantaged this process. And it is because of that good deployment that we have been able to resolve our differences amicably without resorting to votes. And this speaks very well about the coherence of this committee. I am also delighted that actually in this meeting, we always seek to persuade one another, and we consider all contributions on their merits and not on the basis of which political party one comes from. Lastly, I really want to thank the administration led by Dr. Thuli, Advocates Bonane, Ramano, and Pilot Gwebu for always delivering quality work and not letting us down at any stage. So I guess we can all say, assure all South Africans that this matter of national interest is in good and competent hands, and we shall deliver as expected. Today, we agreed that we shall consider a revised program that we want to recommend to the leadership of Parliament, and also have a look at the list of the people who requested that they want to make oral submissions. So those are the two items.
Chair, you are on mute.
Sorry. I'm saying I requested the administration to circulate the revised program and the list of organizations that want to make oral submissions. So in case you receive the information late, it is not the fault of the administration. It's my fault, because I only requested them late this morning. So having said that, I want to proceed unless there is a question or a comment. We start with the program, and once we have agreed on the program with or without amendments, then we can move on to the list of organizations. I am opening the floor to you, honorable members. I'm on mute again. Honorable members. I see Honorable Nuku. Yes, proceed.
Chair, thanks very much for the opening remark. Greetings to all colleagues. Chair, I think it's important that before we adopt the program, we get to understand as to how many oral submissions are we going to have in order to just make sure that our program is in line with the number of submissions that will be made here. Thanks, Chair.
I think that's a reasonable request. Advocate Romano. Advocate Romano. Advocate Guevu. Yeah. Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. When it comes to the numbers, you know, we seek guidance from the committee. We listen to members and then they tell us how many they want to take.
No, but can you give us an idea as to so far how many have you identified? Dr. Tuli? Yes.
I miss points.
There's some noise at the back. I can't hear. Advocate Romano, Dr. Tuli. I think we have problems.
Yes.
Yeah, Honorable Advocate Romano. Advocate Romano. Dr. Tuli.
I seem to be struggling a bit with network.
Oh, okay. Are you able to help us with the number?
No, we were saying that from our side, we thought that we should seek guidance from the committee. You know, without prescribing to members how many people they want to.
No, the fact that we request the number doesn't mean that we accept that number. But members just want to have an idea, because that will have a bearing on the program. So just roughly, how many organizations have you identified? Yes.
May I suggest that perhaps what we...
Yes.
May I suggest that I understand that what we need to do, at least to be properly guide Advocate Romano, is that how much time do we need to take a presenter? If we say 30 minutes, we are not saying that we are going to say 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, up until we consume all that. At least as a guide to say 30 minutes will be okay for each person to present. Then on his hindsight, he will be in a position to say roughly we may get 10 people or we may get 15 people, whatever the number may be. Then we can only be guided that way. And all of them should be getting equal allocation of time. No one must get 2 hours whilst others are getting 15 minutes.
Thank you. That's very helpful, Honorable Gumede, because we have 3 days allocated, which means that without doing what you are suggesting, we would run into problems. Honorable Romano, are you able to help in the light of that clarification?
Okay.
Hello?
Remotera, it's Dr. Gondwe. Can I come in, please?
Not now, because...
Okay, because I had raised my hand up.
No, I see your hand, and Honorable Musuma, but... Honorable Nogo raised a question. We are trying to address that question. And Honorable Gumede has made a suggestion which can help us move forward. But let us first hear from Advocate Ramano, Dr. Truly, whether that can assist them.
Okay, if I may, I just wanted to find out what informed the 3 days that they have set aside for the oral submissions, because that's also very important. And I do agree with Honorable Noko, for it's very important to get an idea of how many people would like to make oral submissions, and then we can see how much time to set aside. But I was just curious to know what informed the 3 days that they've set aside.
No, that question is correct, but it relates to the discussion of the program. We will come back to it, but let's first deal with this question of how many people and how much time. Honorable Ramano? Honorable Ramano? Honorable Soma, do you want to throw in?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good afternoon, colleagues. I wanted to build on what Honorable Gumede have raised to say that what will direct the numbers as well is how many people have indicated, because we are not reopening, but we are taking those ones who did indicate in their written submission or oral submission during public hearings that they would love to come to Parliament to make their oral submissions as presentations, so to speak. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay. I don't know if our instructions to the administrations were clear, because I had understood that they will go back, look at the number of organizations which requested to make oral submissions. If that was the understanding, I don't understand why there's a problem now. Let me allow Dr. Truly. She's here. I think she will save our time. Dr. Truly?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon to Chairperson and members and the colleagues. Chairperson, we went back to the submission, but perhaps maybe I need to also explain, Chairperson, that the advert calling for written submissions on the bill did not indicate that submitters must say they would like to come in oral presentation. And we think that actually influenced the response of the people as well with regards to whether they want to come and present before the committee. We went back to the submissions and we found only two organizations that actually indicated they would like to come and present the committee, Chairperson. Hence, we are now asking for more guidance from you as members in terms of further what would then be the way of identifying the organizations that can be called perhaps to come and present before the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think that is very helpful. Honorable members, there was no provision to say organizations will be given an opportunity to come and make oral submissions, because when we started the process, we had a stakeholders engagement and the oral submissions were made right at the beginning. But also, we held public hearings, which was another opportunity for oral submissions. And the public and some political parties said that it was festive time, there was not enough time, they wanted an extension. We granted an extension. So I guess we are not going to go on a fishing expedition to try and mobilize people to say they want to make public hearings when, in fact, opportunities were granted. But I am not making a ruling. I want to open the matter to the honorable members to guide the administration as they requested. I have the hand of Dr. Gondwe, the hand of Honorable Gumede, and the hand of Honorable Lissouma. Yeah, in that order. Dr. Gondwe?
I think that is an old hand. Remember when I had the question around what informed the 3 days, and then you indicated that was a relevant question for the discussion around the program.
Okay. Let me take Dr. Lothric.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon. Chairperson, at the last meeting, I made the proposal that we also have a look at the institutions that were invited and who would have appeared before the committee, and then it was COVID and lockdown, and we couldn't proceed with that. So if the administration could just have a look at that list as well.
Which list is that?
Chair, there was a whole program for a week that was set aside. I think it was for end of February, March, thereabouts, but then Parliament didn't meet due to the COVID issues, and it had a number of institutions scheduled to appear before the committee at Parliament. So if the administration could perhaps just go and have a look at the program that we had for last year, January, February. We never completed that.
Thank you. Honorable, okay. Honorable Gumede? Honorable Gumede?
Chair?
Honorable, yes?
Chair, let's not perhaps create confusion now. I've heard you saying that you are not reopening the process. If that other process, I assume, was not done, and we start afresh and say we are doing something similar to compensate that kind of a situation or the days that the presentation was not done, then I don't think we'll be doing the correct thing here. My understanding, the request came from a situation where people who would have submitted requested to come and do the oral submissions. So those are the people that identified that there are 42. All what I was going to recommend is that, Chair, if possible, we need to have a limit and say we're closing now with this 42. No one else will be added. Trying to avoid a situation, as we have said, that we are not opening up for people to go and begin to fish. So that at least now people will go out and invite people to say, you submit, you do that. We must have a closing date or time to say, now with this 42, we are done. Because according to the administration, those are the people who have, in fact, submitted that they wish to do the order. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, I don't want to suppress anybody, but I think that what Honorable Gumede is saying is in line with the understanding that I always had, that the administration will go back to the record, identify the organization. And now we are given the number of 42, and therefore we cannot go and look for other people, sometimes even try to mobilize them to come, because that would be actually stifling this process unreasonably and unduly. So, but I see Dr. Thuli has raised her hand. Can I hear her?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to correct the number, Chairperson. It is only two, Chairperson, that we could identify from the submission, not 42, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Lusuma?
Okay, thank you very much. The first point Dr. Thuli have covered me because I thought probably Honorable Gumede couldn't hear before. That's one. But also, Chair, in our last discussions, but also building on what is being raised as well, that let's track a principle. Let's work from a principle point of view. Dr. Lotry says that there were organizations that we invited, but because of COVID-19 level 5, we couldn't see them early this year. So that means, Chair, in early last year, 2020, that means that's a principal issue that there has been an expectation that has been created. And then we add the two. But what we are saying, I think you are summarizing correctly. I think the administration thought that we're going to identify those organizations here. But if we would have invited them in 2020, early last year, so there's no need to re-identify them because they are in the archives. If the administration then, so that we don't prolong this meeting, can go back and see how many there were, and then these other two, because you may find out even the two that Dr. Thuli is talking to are also part of those ones. But nevertheless, I'm saying let's try and have a balance moving from a principle, and then we can have a solution. But you may summarize the way you deem so, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Now, Honorable Lusuma, I think you, in fact, agree with Dr. Lotu that if we created an expectation and we had made provision to hear those people, but there were intervening circumstances which made it impossible for us to do so. So it's something that then we, as you correctly suggest, we leave in the hands of the administration to go and finalize that, because in fact they said they wanted guidance from us. And I think that guidance has been provided. I see, Honorable Gumede, do you want to come back again? Hello?
It's an old head, but Honorable Lesoma provoked me, but I won't ask. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, I think we have found one another. We are saying that we are not going to confine ourselves at the two, because as Honorable Suma correctly put it, we created an expectation. So there are organizations in the archives that the administration can go and identify, and then we will accommodate them. So can we then move to the program?
Excuse me, Chairperson?
Yes?
It's me, Dr. Twalo.
Yes.
Twalo. Chairperson, my apology for interrupting you when you want to speak to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Chairperson, as administration, we sat after the meeting last week, and we actually thought about the list of organizations that members were referring to last week, and I think the week before that. We do not have a recollection of a list that was created for this committee. We do know that there was a list during the CRC process that we created, and we had organizations coming to actually talk to or to present in the committee itself. But for this process, we never actually had such a list. And if members would recall, during January, February, March last year, just before the lockdown. The committee was deep doing the public hearings in the various provinces as well. So I just want to clarify that, Chairperson, that there is no list. Hence, we are asking for guidance in terms of how we can support the committee to ensure that the oral submissions do happen as requested by the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Doctor, your recollection is the same with mine, but I see Honorable Suma's hand before I come in. Can I allow her to speak?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm sorry to come in installment, but I'm saying the recommendation that I made earlier on, I was moving from a principle that Dr. Lott raised to say that there were organizations early in February, January 2020 that we invited. And I thought those organizations are there in the archives of the administration. But what Dr. Chwala now says, then it nullifies what I've said earlier on, because there were no organizations. So I'm saying then, Chair, we are not reopening the process, but in our two last meetings, our moving point was that there were organizations that have indicated that they would like to make oral presentations, and were told there are only two. That means even when we had a program, but we didn't actually identify which organizations are those ones. Because the moment then you start identifying them at this leg, then it forfeits the whole process of the stakeholder engagement leg, the written submission leg, the public hearing leg. So we were agreeing to say that we need to allow these people, because we were under impression that they have indicated yet. So which means we are back to two organizations or individuals that have indicated as such, as a matter of principle. But it's just that probably the other bitter taste is that we don't have minutes. We are relying on memory. And our memory that is reliable is administration, Chair. Thank you very much.
Dr. Lottrich?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. You know, where did you get this list of the people that we promised we'll hear them?
Chairperson, that was on the program for, if I remember correctly, end of February, March last year. There was a very specific reason, because we were actually approached by one of the organizations to confirm the time and the date that they would be at Parliament. So it was not part of the CRC process. This was part of the ad hoc process. So if we could just have a look at the programs that were sent to committee members for February, March last year, that would be of great assistance.
Okay, but do you agree that for now we can only talk about two organizations, but that we allow the administration to go and look into that matter, because nobody seems to recall that we agreed that there's a certain number of organizations that we were going to bring. So can we leave that in the hands of the administration, but move on the premise that we have two that we certainly have to hear.
Chair?
Yes?
Can I come in, please?
Yes, please.
Yes, Chair. I also recall, because you know the problem is that our program has been chopping and changing as we went along due to the lockdown. I also recall that there was space for oral submissions in one of the programs that we had before the actual lockdown. But I just want to determine from the staff, how did they identify the two, the two organizations that want to make oral submissions?
That's a fair question. Dr. Tuli and Advocate Ramano, how did you identify this?
Thank you, Chairperson. As indicated earlier, Chairperson, we went back to the submissions that we received from members of the public. And it's only two organizations that have actually indicated that they would like to come and present before the committee.
Through you, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Thuli, so you went through all the written submissions. Can you just confirm the number of written submissions that you went through? Because we are under the impression that there are people who submitted written submissions and would also like to come in and make oral submissions as well.
Honorable Dr. Gondwe.
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's fair. You seem to know of organizations that indicated that they want to make submissions. Why don't you give us those names other than ask the administration to go through 400,000 documents to look for people?
But I'm not asking them. She indicates that they went through all the written submissions. So I just want her to confirm how many written submissions did they go through, you know, in order to get to the truth? Because I just want to know, is that a bad thing? I don't know. I think it's a fair question.
I thought that we gave them, we made a request to them to go to their records to find out which organizations wanted to come and make written submissions. And they came to the number of two. I accept their bona fides, and I don't think that we should doubt that they did the work, they went through that. The only thing we can say is let's agree with the proposal that they go back to address the question raised by Dr. Lutris about what we committed to do sometime in January or February, something that none of us have a recollection with, but we don't want to close out that suggestion. We must just allow the administration to go and do that. And then if they find that there are such organizations as Dr. Lotris suggests, then we will add them. Do we agree, honorable members? Can we move
to agree, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Can we move to the program? And I think that what needs to be recorded here, and in future, when we have meetings, we must have minutes of the previous meeting and correct them and admit and accept or reject them, so that we don't have a situation like now where we have to rely on memories either of members of parliament or of the administration. We must rely on our minutes, but I'll take the blame for that because I did not insist on that before. But I'm saying going forward, we'll have to need the minutes. But something that we must put on record, which is very important for this committee, is that there were proposals that we should allow for oral presentations. And as political parties, we argued about this, and I remember that I was one of those who did not support that. But as a Democrat and leading a Democratic committee, I listened to everybody, and we didn't use numbers. We agreed that we must allow for oral submissions. So nobody can say we stifled submissions. So the only question remaining is who are these organizations? The administration has come up with two. Dr. Lotrich suggests that some work must be done because according to her recollection, there are some who had indicated, but we can finalize that matter here. we agree with Dr. Lotrich that we leave that matter in the hands of the administration, and then they will come back to us. So that does not prevent us from looking at the program, because the program that we are looking at, we have no authority to finalize it. It's a program that we must submit to the chair of chairs, and then the leadership of parliament will have to consider it, approve or disapprove it. So we cannot keep it in our hands for too long, because we have no authority to approve or disapprove it. So can we, Dr. Thuli, Advocate Bonane, can you take us through the program and just explain the thinking behind the date and so on? Hello? 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 Advocate Bonane?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you take us through?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. I hope others do hear you too.
Okay, just hope the network is stable enough and you can hear. What we are proposing is that next week on Friday, we have presentations by the three departments that are listed there. That is in terms of the rules of the National Assembly, that we should listen to the views of the relevant departments. And which are those departments? At the moment, we are proposing public works and infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
agriculture, land reform and rural development, and the Department of Justice as the custodian of the Constitution.
Okay.
So those are the departments that we identified. But if there are others, then members can also add.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the 23rd to the 25th of March, we had decided that those 3 days should be set aside for public for oral presentations. And obviously, the 3 days will also be influenced by the number of people who would be appearing before the committee. From there, we decided that on the 31st of March.
Well, before you go there,
yes.
Honorable Gumede made an important point that we should also decide on the time allocation, because we can't leave this matter open, because if we leave it open, we will not be able to meet the deadline of the 20th. Is it the 21st May or 31st? Hello?
Chairperson, the deadline that we have at the moment is the end of this month.
No, I mean in terms of the program that you are talking
about. The program that I've drafted assumes that we are going to ask and be granted an extension, and we aim for the 21st of May.
Okay, I see. So I was saying that Honorable Gumede raised the question of time allocation, but also that question relates to the number of organizations that will be coming. So I wanted to suggest that you go and look at the number of organizations that are coming, and in the light of that, then allocate the time, because we cannot go beyond the 25th of March with oral presentations. Otherwise, we're going to disturb the whole process. But proceed.
Okay, Chair. And then the 31st of March, the proposal is that legal services will come and respond to legal issues that would have been raised during those oral presentations. And then on the 14th April, we were suggesting that committee section then should come and present a consolidated report on public participation. So that will build upon the report that we've already presented. So we'll just add what would have heard during the week of the 23rd to the 25th of March.
Before you proceed, these two organizations you are talking about, are you able to finish us with the names?
I can remember this. I just remember the acronym at the moment. I think it's BASA. I don't know if it's Business Association of South Africa or something like that.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, COSATU also was. Yeah, I noticed that COSATU also wanted to come.
And AFRI Forum, Bonani.
Yes, yeah, actually, yeah, then that would make, yeah, actually, yeah, AFRI Forum is one of those. But I was going to ask a question because you know, AFRI Forum, they have presented their, maybe let me just leave it there, but yeah, AFRI Forum is one of those that they've already.
Yeah, leave it there.
Yes, let me leave it there. AFRI Forum has requested an opportunity to, as well to appear before the committee.
Yeah, because to go to Honorable Lesuma's principled approach, we are saying we are dealing with those who made a request. So if AFRI Forum made a request, then they qualify to be considered. So we shouldn't go beyond that. But Honorable Advocate Bonani, remember that the Banking Association of South Africa wrote to me, and then I turned them down, and now I have been overtaken by events. So there's no reason why we should not include them here. Does anyone disagree with that? So we'll say we have BASA, COSATU, AFRI Forum, and the Banking Association of South Africa. Okay.
BASA is the Banking Association Chair.
Oh, yeah. No, you have educated me. No, that's fine. So we have BASA, COSATU, and AFRI Forum. So let leave the matters there and then yes. Allow you. Yes? Honorable Nuku?
Yes. As I was preaching through the written submissions, I saw one submission, but was essentially requesting to make an oral presentation. That is BLF. What is BLF? What was that Blackland?
Blackland first.
Yes. So I'm sure you, Bonani, you might have come across that one as well.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, BL, I think part of the challenge that we are having now with identifying submissions.
No, Honorable Advocate Dramanu,
yeah.
You are exceeding your mandate. The question was whether BLS is not one of those who indicated.
Yeah.
So we have dealt with the challenges that we have. That matter is resolved. So we just wanted to know who else. Now we have BLF, AFRI Forum, COSATU, and BASA. Can we leave the matters there?
Okay,
thanks. Now, can you proceed? We have dealt with the oral submission.
Chair?
Yes?
My hand is up. Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. Chair, as far as I'm concerned, I think the Agri-SA would have loved also to do presentation, do oral presentation to their written submission. That's the message I got. Yeah.
Agri-SA, okay. In future, we must just indicate to people that they must not communicate informally, because We are not an informal structure. We are an organ of parliament. People must communicate directly with this organ of parliament. But let me leave that for now. Recognize the Honorable Lesuma and Honorable Murasa.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think you have partially covered my point, because now you are moving from a principle. The principle says that they would have prior indicated, we are not identifying. So I'm a little bit worried then, so where we are also going to accommodate the identified, whether which vehicle they've used to register that intention. But I'm saying whatever we say, it must be based on principles, and it will be backed by minutes as well, because we are looking forward to look at the minutes as well. And our notes, we do take notes as we discuss in the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much. Honorable Murasetla and Honorable Matlatsi.
Chairperson, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all members of the Portfolio Committee. I am a little bit worried. Of course, what worries me, I kept quiet because I was a careful listener. The proposal of a number of other stakeholders. You see, Chairperson, my greatest worry and concern is, like you said in your opening remarks, basically all these people could have appeared during the public hearings and had their views. Now we are giving them a special recognition. Something which, of course, I must agree, Chairperson, that we have agreed to. But I can also read that despite all the public hearings, we have got structured organizations like the Congress of Traditional Leaders, which were never given a slot as a structure. They kept on giving their views, what you call. So now my fear is if we open it more and more, we may end up having limitless number, and which will exceed our extended time. So the other worry I'm having is, in as much as other structures might love to come, how have we made this thing so public? Because the minutes here, as you are putting, could maybe somewhere guide us to see at the queries or worries of such structures like the Congress of Traditional Leaders, which is a structure. I remember in one meeting, they indicated that they needed an oral platform where they're going to air their views. So we are likely going to favor others and close others out. The greatest question again will be how fair the process shall have been. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Matlatsi.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon, colleagues, honorable members. Chairperson, I want us to be very consistent in how we deal with this issue. I think you have set out a principle in terms of what needs to happen in as far as the oral submission is concerned. And I think Honorable Soma also reiterated on the same point. But I want to remind colleagues that initially when we were starting the process, Chair, we had made a commitment as a committee to have a session with traditional leaders. However, throughout the process, we were unable to, as a collective, not as a during public hearings like we did, though other traditional leaders made ways to these public hearings. But there was a specific outcry to have them being heard as a collective. Now, I want to agree with Honorable Morwatetla that as we do this identification through the administrative process, we also give rise to the traditional leadership. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable members, I think we are all in agreement that we are not opening the process. But I think what has come out here is that, as Honorable Kawa indicated, there was BLF that we had not included, and there was AfriForum. Someone said AfriForum, and now Honorable Nogu says AgriSA, and then Honorable Matlazi says controllers. I think now we have additions coming from members of this committee. And let's say we accept those additions and we move forward. And I think that the 2 days that have been allocated are more than sufficient to cover all these people. Advocate Ramano, can you proceed? Advocate Ramano?
Yes, so we're saying that on the 31st, then responses by legal services, 14th would be a report on public participation. And then on the 28th and the 29th, then there will be a deliberation. There will be deliberations on the presentations that the committee has received. That would include the oral submissions and the legal services report. Then, yeah, the committee can deliberate on those. And then in the course of the deliberations, the expectation is that the committee will also give instructions to legal services on the drafting options that they would like to see in the bill. And then on the 7th of May, legal services will present, maybe we shouldn't say draft bill, will present an amended draft bill for the committee to consider. And then we propose that on the 14th, then the committee will deliberate and adopt the bill. Then on the 21st, then we will deal with a report. It's a report on the bill, yeah, which is different from the public participation report. So that would be the bill, the report which is introducing the bill before the National Assembly.
Honorable members, can I take hands on this second part of the presentation? Honorable Lesuma.
Thank you very much, Chair. Let's appreciate the good work that the administration and the brains behind the program. It's quite explicit. It gives a clear milestone. The only part which we spoke about, and you also emphasized that, I will request that in one of the weeks, which will mean that we might meet 4 times, that we look at the minutes before we even go somewhere to the 29th April. I'm just saying we must find a way to look at the minutes, because minutes also are legal documents that assist us moving forward. That's all I wanted to say, Chair. Other than that, it's a good suggested program. Thank you very much.
And, you know, thank Honorable Suma, especially about the minutes. We are an organ of Parliament, and Parliament must keep official reports. So unless we have minutes that have been signed, it means we will have neglected our duties. So as I say, I'll take the blame for that. It's not the administration's fault, but I think now we are collectively saying, go and finalize the minutes so that we can adopt the minutes and then be in order. Honorable Nguasetla.
Chairperson, I am covered because that is one omission I realized missing on the new program. To say we cannot do such a noble work without having a record of minutes which are adopted by ourselves. And but I think Honorable Lesuma has covered me. I hope there will be no dissenting view to that. Thank you.
No, the principal has spoken. Thank you. Honorable Gumede?
Chair.
Honorable Gumede, yes?
Yes, Chair. Mm-hmm. You will rule me out of order if ever that's the kind of a situation. Chair, mm-hmm. I want to take you back to those 3 days where we'll be listening for on oral presentation. I'll be happy, Chair, if we have a very principled reason as to why we accepted the organizations we have accepted to come and do their oral presentation. I'm saying that strongly, Chair, so that in case any party, any organization comes back to us and challenge us, it mustn't be interpreted that we simply identified our own organizations or organizations that are aligned with us. So I'm saying to advocate, the identification of these people must be accompanied by a very principled reason as to why they were identified to come back. Because I may come with a suggestion that let's take so and so, yet I'm opening up a pitfall. So that when these things are argued, then all of us will be deemed as having been flawed the process, and everything is then nullified. May we then be guided by a very strong principle that the people that were identified are the correct people for the reasons 1, 2, 3. Even if it means each one of them, we write a reason why this person has been accepted back. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Gumede, you are not out of order because there is something called in hindsight. You may say things, but later when you look back, you say, I should have said this as well. So you are perfectly in order. But my view, and I speak subject to correction, is that we agree that we only allow organizations that made a request. That is the motivation. Now, I understand that BLF made a request. AfriForum made a request. Contra Lesa made a request. BASA made a request. COSATU made a request. So I would think that we are accepting this organization upon their request. So we are not going to mobilize anybody else. And then in this meeting, we agree that these are the organizations because they requested to be accommodated. And then there are 3 government departments because they also requested. So we are not favoring anybody. We are not using our political alignments to admit people. So this is at their request. Can we leave it that way? Honorable Gumede?
Happy, Chair. Happy.
Okay.
I'm happy you have addressed the matter, and I'm happy the statements you have said. Not unless there is a person who is not happy, but I'm happy now.
Thank you, Honorable Gumede, and thank you for taking us back so that nothing falls through the cracks. Any, Dr. Gondwe? Dr. Gondwe?
Chair?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would just like to request that administrative staff ensure that indeed no other organization requested to make an honorable submission, that we're not leaving any organization out. I think what Honorable Gumede raised is very important. We don't want, on hindsight, to find out that we have made other organizations feel excluded. So it's just a plea. I'm not taking away from the good work that they've done. I am really grateful for all the support that they've given us, but I want them to be 100% sure that the organizations that we have identified today, those are the only organizations, so that we are not found wanting when it comes to ensuring that this process is as inclusive as possible, you know, and we've given meaningful participation to everybody that needs to participate in this process.
Thank you very much. Honorable Lesuma?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm worried about the word identify. We didn't identify. They identified themselves, not today, not this month. So I think that one also is very important. But I agree that they must cross-check that one. But in line with what you have said when you are responding to Honorable Gumede, that those that are organizations did indicate or register their intention way back than the month of March 2021, Chair. Because I don't want them at the end of the day next week, we're told that this organization is also requested. We're not identifying them. They identified themselves prior to this year. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm sorry. In that list, I left out AgriSA. I think AgriSA must be part of that. But I want to agree with you, Honorable Lesuma, that we are not going to identify. We are including organizations that made a request. And that is the qualification that we had to make on the strength of Dr. Honorable Gumede's intervention. But you see, to confirm what you are saying, Honorable Suma, you see, Honorable Gawa looked at the submission and picked up that there was an oversight over BLA, and we included BLA. So it's really, even to comply with what Dr. Lothric requested, the administration only goes back to check if there was no oversight over some organization that requested, but they are not going to compile a list of all the submitters and bring that to us. We are not going to go that route. So only those that requested, and in this meeting, we have identified them, is BLS, AfriForum, Contralesa, BASA, COSATU, and AgriSA. Okay. Thank you very much. I think we are in perfect agreement now on the way forward. Anyone who still want to say something? Honorable Lesuma?
No, Chair, it was an old hand. My apology. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable members, can we then say this brings us to the end of this very important meeting. But the purpose of this exercise was that we approached the Chair of Chairs with a request that we need an extension until 21st May because it would not be possible to conclude this work by the 19th, given the amount of work that still has to be done and the amount of work that occasioned itself, because as this committee, we want this process to be as inclusive as possible. We want all parties to be heard, however small they may be, because this is not a party political program. This is a project of the South African people as a whole, both black and white. So we need to accommodate one another regardless of our political affiliation. And I think so far we have done very well in that regard. So do we agree that now we can formally approach the chair of chairs and request an extension, and also request that we be allowed to work during a recess? Honorable Gumede? Honorable Gumede?
Chair, I'm not responding to your latter comment, but I needed clarity or perhaps guidance that will say you have tasked administration to go and look for more organization that would have declared that they will prefer to have oral submissions. Assuming they get 10 or 12, do they simply add them with the ones that we have, or there will be a kind of a meeting, perhaps our formal meeting, where we will officially be notified and accept that and be treated as if by the organizations that we have seen as a committee? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Gumede, if I may use your earlier suggestion, is that the administration don't have to come back to us, because if the criteria is that those who have requested must be included, we will not have the authority to remove others who have requested. The only thing we can do is what you suggested, that we must allocate time so that we don't disadvantage any of the organization. So can we say that the list no longer has to come back to us, but those that have been those that have made the request must be accommodated subject to the time allocation that you suggested? Would that make sense to you, Honorable Gumede?
Chair, I'm just closing gaps here. I'm happy with that. As long as you pronounce the reason why that happened like that, then I'm happy. I'm just trying to close gaps. I'm happy with your response. Fine.
No, thank you. We need honorable members to be vigilant to ensure that we close the gaps, because we don't want somebody to take us back and say, but you did not attend to this, you didn't attend to that. That's why I said hindsight is also acceptable. Thank you very much. Honorable members, can we leave the matters there and place ourselves in the hands of the Office of the Chair of Chairs and the leadership of the institution?
Supported.
Thank you, honorable members, and have a very nice weekend. And we are just saddened by the loss of King Goodwill Zwelithini, and it's really a sad thing for the country. And I think our condolences must go to the family and the Zulu Nation as a whole, and hope that they will overcome the pain that they are suffering now. And thank you very much. You'll know that this is the second loss of a monarch. We lost King Tulare III. So the nation is losing very valuable leaders, and we really have to send our condolences to the families and the Zulu Wapedi Nation and the people of South Africa. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Bye.